Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the best, they say, 100-day start of any president in history, and everyone is saying it. We've just gotten started. You haven't even seen anything yet. It's all just kicking in. And week by week, we're ending illegal immigration. We're taking back our jobs and protecting our great American auto workers and all of our workers, frankly, we're protecting.
Well, the president speaking last night at a rally, it was very classic Donald Trump rally. Kind of missed it a little bit. And we're celebrating 100 days of Donald Trump and the successes that he has implemented. And I can't wait to have our next guest on. Kayleigh McEnany joins us once again, co-host of Outnumbered on Fox. She, of course, is a former White House press secretary as well and worked very closely with Donald Trump. Kayleigh, welcome back to the show. It's good to have you here.
Hey, Annie. Great to join you.
Thank you. Give me your quick assessment here of the first 100 days, especially as somebody who knows what it's like to work with Donald Trump. The atmosphere and the climate for him has been different in this second term. He's got a mandate. He seems to be enjoying himself. How do you feel 100 days in?
You know, he has, I would characterize it as 100 days of action. It's consequential. It's perhaps remaking the system of government as we know it, certainly economically when you look at the tariffs. And I think there's just such a difference between the first 100 days of his first term and now. He's going in, he knows he has a mandate to lead, a tailwind behind him, highest popular vote, raw vote, total count of any Republican president ever. So, you know, pretty big victory there. And he knows he has to act quickly. And he knows that things will get tied up in the court, as we've seen. And I think the name of the game is act quickly, make bold change. And then, you know, you have the next 4 years to hash it all out in the courts and to finalize what his vision is, which is a total transformation of American society where we are freer, we have more money in our pockets, manufacturing is robust, and we're ultimately stronger on the world stage.
We're speaking with Kayleigh McEnany, co-host of Outnumbered on Fox. You know, one thing I heard the president say when he was asked about it, he goes, well, we've pretty much everything that we were looking to do, we've either done it or we've started it. And Kayleigh, I understand you are expecting once again another child. Very big congratulations to you on that.
Thank you. Yes.
I've thought a lot about the transformative way that this administration is leading so much big, bold change that I'm actually starting to think about my children's future in this country with a little bit more hope. And I don't know if that's if I've just talked myself into it. But what are your thoughts as a mom on what they're doing right now to make things new and hopeful?
Yeah, I love that you frame it that way. You know, I'm pregnant with my third child and you do think about things differently. One of the problems with politics is everything you think about in the short term. You know, I think many presidents go in, well, I'll spend what I have to spend to create a legacy. You know, I want to be the next FDR. I want to be the next Reagan. You know, let's do what we have to do and let future generations deal with it. And finally, you know, in Elon Musk, you saw him come in with Doge and he's trying to remedy and fix things for future generations. I always frame it as, you know, how is it fair that people, you know, we're swiping the credit card and, you know, my 5-year-old Blake and my 2-year-old Nash and the baby in my belly have to pay the bill. It makes no sense. And, you know, all of the flack that Elon Musk got for trying to remedy the debt, and now Trump's getting on tariffs. I get it. No one wants short-term pain. But the long-term gain, it's not just for us. It is for future generations. And I love that you frame it that way, because that's what you have to think about is how is this going to look American society 50 years from now, not just 5 months from now.
You know, Kaylee, I think I'm a millennial myself, on the older side of the millennials, but we have grown up through some things. I was a senior in high school when 9/11 happened, and we've seen the market crash in 2008 and going to 2009 with the housing situation. And we've had COVID. We kind of have this steady drumbeat of every 8, 9, 10 years, there's something really calamitous that ends up happening. And so you just kind of drudge through, you put your head down and you keep working. And if the reset, the way the president and his administration is looking at it, is successful, I don't think it's just politics and the economy. I think the culture can change as well. Hope can do a lot to a people.
Yeah, and that to me is the biggest and most insidious problem we have, and it's not even a government problem. Look, it's a big deal that, you know, China thinks economically out decades and we think out months and years. You know, that's a huge problem. But bigger than that, to your point, I think is the culture and the idea that, you know, we've seen in Pew, for example, over the last decade, you know, Christianity slide, the number of people professing Christianity slide, but there's been a total kind of boomerang where for the first time we see that those professing faith is on the rise. Gen Z, particularly 18 to 24 year olds, are returning to church. There is this resurgence of religious freedom at the court, a respect for life, hopefully on the rise again in the wake of the Dobbs decision. You are seeing a cultural boomerang where I think there's this vapid social media culture that is being rejected, and among young people, return to the moorings of tradition and faith that really matter. And ultimately, I mean, that's the biggest problem we have in American society. And I'm not sure America sustains without a return, you know, to tradition, to faith, to the bedrock principles of family that have made this country the greatest on earth.
Yeah, amen to all of that. Kaylee McEnany with us right now, the co-host of Outnumbered on Fox. You're the former White House press secretary. You were in the midst of COVID, right? The person who would come out and help guide our country through from the podium when it wasn't, I guess, Vice President Mike Pence. Sometimes the president would speak as well. How do you feel in second term Trump compared to your experience of working with the press in first term Trump? Does he still endure the same kind of antagonism that he had before? How are they weathering the storm?
I think that's a really interesting point that you bring up. You know, I know everyone says the press is still hostile, and they certainly are. I mean, you just look at media research finding 97% negative coverage. That's all true. I watch, you know, all of the networks, the liberal ones, to see what they're saying, and it is without question they're negative. But there is a certain amount of eating crow that I think has been going on, a little bit of humble pie. The press seems to have had the life kind of sucked out of them. They're not quite as fervent, as passionate. You saw it this week at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, where there was an admission that they did not do their job in the Biden era. So while they're negative, hostile, certainly, there is a certain amount of introspection going on, and I think you see it with the level of decorum and respect in the White House briefing room now. You know, there's no longer shouting as you walk out. I would have one guy shout me down and say, you know, why is the administration killing so many Americans, which was a preposterous thing to say. We were in a global pandemic and all working as hard as we could to save as many American lives as possible. But that kind of fervor and anger is gone. Still negative, still not a good thing, but I think there's a little bit of introspection. How long that lasts, I'm not holding my breath.
Yeah, you know, and I think the interesting part of that introspection is it never would have happened if the American people wouldn't have forced it on the press, stopped watching, yeah, stopped reading, stopped interacting, and stopped voting the way they were being told. But last question before we let you go, Kaylee, we really appreciate your time here today. When you brought up the White House Correspondents' Dinner, I appreciate that because when they said, you know, wow, we really missed the mark on covering the mental decline of the president of the United States, I'm sitting here thinking, well, there's still time to cover it and investigate it and to get us some answers and expose the truth of what actually was. That's, in my opinion, how you would repay back the American people on what you didn't do. Do you think we'll learn any more about the president's mental capacity when he was in office?
I fear the answer to that is no. I mean, the press, you're right, has not picked up the mantle that they admit that they dropped. And, you know, for the life of me, I do wish that our Republicans in Congress would force this as an issue. I wish there was a special investigative committee like there was the January 6th committee into the mental decline of the president. And the purpose is not to, you know, hash old arguments out or, you know, throw something in someone's face. I think it serves a forward-looking purpose. The idea that you could have a diminished commander-in-chief for 4 years, really, if you look at it, and it be hidden from the American people, us being told everything's okay, it's a cheap fake, it's a figment of our imagination, it is a concern. It's a huge concern. And how to figure out a way to make sure that doesn't happen again, I think, is in the public interest. And I really wish Republicans in Congress would add a little fervency and investigate that the way the left investigated January 6th with such ardor and passion.
Yeah, absolutely. Kayleigh McEnany, a pleasure to have you here as always. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Annie. Appreciate it.
Take care. Bye-bye. The co-host of Outnumbered on Fox, former White House press secretary, author of Serenity in the Storm. If you're looking for a good read, reading Kayleigh's story is a really interesting one. She's so young and she has done many things. You know, people talk about Carolyn Leavitt as a press secretary. She's 27 years old. Kayleigh McEnany is in her 30s and she's had quite a successful career so far, but she's doing it as a mom as well now with her third one on the way. And I enjoy watching her. And, you know, she was coming on the Annie Fry show on Saturdays when she was a spokesperson for the RNC almost 10 years ago now. So it's pretty cool to be able to talk to her and relate to her in a way that I don't think every guest, you know, has that connection the way we do with her with that show. That's cool.
Babies having babies, man.
Babies having babies.
You know, so young.
She's probably young enough to.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Be your child.
You need to get less sleep more often. You're on fire.
Thank you. Am I?
Yeah, several times in that interview, she said, that's a great point.
She's
so
being nice.
I think what you need to do is go home. Do not sleep tonight.
No,
come
gosh,
back tomorrow.
No.
Change the world.
Do you know how much and how hard I'm going to sleep? Like, shortly.
Well, then tomorrow is not going to be a very good show.
Because I'll be rested.
Because you'll be rested.
Thanks.
You need to get less sleep overall, and just firing on all cylinders all the time.
Gosh, I missed you guys.
Yeah. You know, we were talking quite a bit yesterday and Monday. It just doesn't seem like it because you weren't here.
Yeah.
You were on for an hour for
each
show. So.
Each show, mm-hmm. Which was cool. That worked out okay?
Oh, yeah.
I think so. Going into it, Brad was more nervous than anybody because of all the tech that had to go. And you were dealing with a lot more tech than usual.
Yeah. Usually Brad does all of it.
Yeah.
he was on one end and I was on the other.
I was just trying to figure out how to oddly facilitate what was not an interview with you.
What did you do?
You were here for it. You heard. I would say this is the Annie Fry Show. I'm Ryan Wiggins. It's not the Manny Fry Show because Annie's here, but she's not here. She's in D.C.
And then I talked to her.
I just go.
Ryan was like very concerned about like, how is this going to sound? Because it's not going to sound like an interview and it's not going to sound like this. And how is this going to sound? I was like, it's supposed to sound a little different because she is in D.C. and that's part of the charm.
Do you mean just like the quality of the sound?
No, not the audio sonic quality.
Were you just wondering if we
just
would
how do we
entertain
set
people?
This up? Because I wasn't interviewing you. You were on the show, but then you weren't coming in and out of segments. So I was still kind of setting you up. I was like, Brad, what am I doing? And then it was fine.
Not the way it usually goes.
Yeah.
We figure it out. Wiggins America. Have you done a Wiggins America this week yet?
Not really. We've booted on all of them because we were talking to you for the whole hour. So we didn't really come back to it.
So you've got a stack of content, and you just took the best one. What is it?
Too much content. How much does your phone know about you?
Probably more than I know about myself.
We're going to find out.
All right. We'll do Wiggins America on the Annie Fry Show next. I am so excited to be back. Thank you for everybody who has watched the videos, the interviews that we posted yesterday with Senator Eric Schmidt. I was able to visit him in his office in the Senate building. That was a really cool experience. We sat down. We had a conversation. You can see that on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. You can also see a couple questions that I asked Congressman Mike Bost. I was able to visit him as well. We're going to watch the Darren LaHood interview. Listen to the Darren LaHood interview here in probably a little bit less than an hour. So stick around for that. We're so glad you're here. We'll be right back. I never pay for my drinks.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.